Chapter 15, God Be Caring. When I first saw Big Tom coming across the far meadow, running like someone who sat on a hot griddle, I knew to be rightly concerned. He was breathing mighty hard by the time he'd be getting to me. He then proceeded to tell me about Pa, trying to tell me and get moving again at the same time. I went running alongside of him, trying to keep up and dropping my seeds in my haste. It seemed my Pa had gotten himself hurt mighty bad when he was doing some work in the barn. Because he was alone, no one saw what happened, but my mom had gone to call him for victuals and found him on the barn floor, injured and unconscious. He'd be taken to our dwelling for caring, and Big Tom was sent to fetch me, for he had a fleetness of foot like no one else I know. I ran quickly past all the family members. I didn't even know who I passed. I had only one thing on my mind, being with my Pa. Pa was looking mighty pale under his usual ruddy skin, and that made me mighty scared. I dropped to my knees by his bed and proceeded to ask my caring God to be watching out for my Pa and please not letting him to die. I was quick to tell God that I love my Pa, not just for providing our victuals, but because he was a good man to his family in so many ways. He was also always showing his neighbors hereabout what a true man of God he is, for any man's hurting was his hurting, any man's need was his need, and any man's joy was his joy. I was crying softly and had just dropped my head to his chest when I heard a soft voice say, "What happened to me?" I then felt better in my heart, for his speaking gave me hope for his recovery. We found out later that he had been doing some work in the loft part of the barn when he was startled by a bat flying past his head. He fell to the ground below and was knocked unconscious, hitting his head in the ladder as he fell and breaking his leg as he hit the floor. When the doctor finally arrived, Ma and Mom had already set his leg in a makeshift splint and had done most of the doctoring needed. They had called Dr. Nelson, also a family friend, just to be sure, in case medicine or further doctoring was needed. After telling the folks that they did a great job, he told all of us that a fall like Pa took was very serious. He said his head would be hurting for quite a while, and we would be needing to be picking up Pa's part of the chores around the homestead for at least a month or so while his head and leg would be mending. Now my brother Big Tom, bless his heart, was quick to tell him Dr. Nelson not to worry, for he was full grown and would be taking Pa's place until he was well, good, and proper-like. I looked at Tom, and I saw a boy becoming a man right in front of my eyes. I was bursting in my chest with pride and love for him, for realizing his place in our family at this distressing time, and because he was meeting a deep need in our dwelling place by becoming our provider and helper till Pa be well again. Our family was learning a lot that day that Pa took his fall, because we learn how God is kind and merciful to all his children, not caring about age, but giving to all. He was healing my Pa, and we were learning more about pulling together as a family. Well, my Pa was never one to be letting time be wasted for any reason, so while recovering, he made sure he was reading and teaching us more of God's Word. He helped neighbors that came by to offer help by giving godly wisdom to those that needed or asked for it. A few years later, I was realizing how God had graced our family for not letting my Pa that day to be with him in heaven, but leaving my pa to be with us for some time longer, and I could see clearly how fragile life hereabout really is. I resolved through that learning to treat folks and all my relating to them with the same love and caring God gave to us when we were needing it so much. If everybody could be seeing that, please, God. Amen.